Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Kids Matter podcast, the place where you and your church take the next steps in your kids' ministry journey. We know you love Kidmen, and we want to give you the tools to succeed. Now, here's your hosts, Ryan Frank and Corey Jones.
Hey, friends, Ryan Frank, Amber Pike, and Corey Jones. Welcome to episode number 93 of the Kids Matter podcast. What's up, Corey and Amber?
Not too much. Hello, it's a regular Wednesday for me.
Yeah. Are you staying busy? That's what
it's
we're talking about.
Odd question to ask, Ryan.
It is. Today on the Kids Matter podcast, we're going to talk about busyness in life in ministry, something that we all struggle with and wrestle with. We're all busy. Somebody said busy is the default, slammed as the normal, crazy time is all the time. And maybe you feel like you've been living in a season of busyness. We're going to talk about that. We're going to run through some things like, hey, is ministry too busy? Should it be as busy as it is? How do we set priorities? How do we avoid burnout? We're going to have some great discussion today. Thank you for tuning in to episode number 93 of the Kids Matter podcast. We had a wonderful meeting the other day, kind of a recap meeting with our leadership team from MegaCon. We are still just so grateful for y'all being there and for everyone that helped make MegaCon possible. It truly is a team effort. And we hope to see you next year at MegaCon. Corey, do you have your tickets?
No, I wish I could say all yes, right. But I have not gone forward with that yet. I'll be there. Lord willing.
I know you'll be there. I know you'll be there. It's going to be great. The website is MegaCon2022.com, MegaCon2022.com. We hope that you'll go check it out and that you'll begin now to plan on bringing your team to MegaCon, October 4th, 5th, and 6th, 2022. All right, before we jump into today's content, Amber, give us two or three of your favorite things over at kidsmatter.com right now.
Well,
we've got lots of good ones.
We do. So fall festivals are over. Halloween's kind of gone. And now everyone's in a Christmas Thanksgiving mashup. Me, I'm Christmas all the way. I've been rocking Christmas sweatshirt and Christmas leggings at the house the last couple days with Christmas music. So that's my world. But if you're not ready for Christmas yet, just today on kidsmatter.com, a brand new super cute family resource just launched, Gobble Up Gratitude. So if you need a cool Thanksgiving resource for your families, what I love about these are they're $10 kits, and that $10 goes for your whole ministry. So you can send them email, you can print them out, $10 to resource your whole family, I think is really, really cool. And then there's more fall coming. I've just had meetings today and haven't got things uploaded today. But if we're talking Christmas, I like the Christmas Gingerbread Man countdown that just got on there because he's a dancing gingerbread man. What's not
there
to love?
Yeah. That's a fun one.
That is. There's lots of cool stuff coming. We've got a couple more countdown videos coming. And then I know as we get a little closer to Christmas, we're going to have more Christmas resources rolling in, plus all the favorites. So I've started to see those Christmas orders are coming in. I'm not the only crazy Christmas lady.
So do you know how many days away Christmas is?
No, too far.
50?
It's in the 50s.
Today's November 3rd. You're close.
49.
Too much math.
52 days away. 52 days away from the big day. Christmas.
Your shopping done?
I do. Got it all done.
Amber, I'd love to hear more about this interactive nativity story that's on the site.
That one is super cool too. It's an interactive nativity story, as the title tells you. But the cool part about it is that it comes with slides that you hold up on the, or you put up on the screen, and those slides correspond to something that the people do. So one, there's an envelope, and the kids are supposed to hold up the envelope. So it's an interactive way to tell the Christmas story with things that they do, but it's also a simple way. It's not like a pageant or play that the kids have to rehearse, so even your little ones can do it. Really unique, just really fun way to tell the Christmas story, and a really hands-on for those tactile learners.
I love it.
That would work for like a Christmas Eve service with kids in the room. It can work for
your lesson, like Christmas lesson, Wednesday, Sunday. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's another cool one. It's a digital Advent wreath. A lot of churches do, you know, the Advent lighting of the Advent candles. Well, it's a digital version that you can do with your kids so that they can understand the importance and significance of it too. So that one's really neat as well.
Nice. Nice. Go check it all out at kidsmatter.com. Kidsmatter.com. Today we're talking about busyness in life and ministry. Do we feel like, what's the consensus? Is ministry too busy, or yes, it's busy, but it's supposed to be busy? Amber, thoughts?
So when throwing out podcast ideas, I'm in a season of, is my life too busy? MegaCon, from like June on for me, has been a crazy season. And coming off of MegaCon, I just kind of crashed. So this is a personal area right now is, okay, am I too busy? What can I do to change things? I think it's going to be busy. Life is busy. That's the time that we live in. But really it's, what's the purpose behind everything that you're doing? Do you have a purpose for it? And are you utilizing your time the best way while still keeping that passion for ministry and life?
I think that's a good answer. Would you add anything to that, Corey?
Yeah, I would probably press in a little bit with you, Amber, in the season of busy. Carrie Newhoff talks about that a lot, but it's something that hit me pretty hard about a year ago that I was like, his quote is, you tell yourself you're in a busy season, but if your busy season has no ending, it's not a season, it's your life. And I went, oh gosh, that's Corey through and through. And it doesn't line up with like even Jesus on the greatest mission of all time, took time to rest, to nap, to climb a mountain by himself and get away. And so I know that Corey, he has a tendency to allow busy to be a lifestyle and not something that is necessarily healthy. I'm not always honoring the Sabbath and keeping it holy, which is a biblical command up there with don't commit adultery or murder. So I know I need to reflect on seasonal busyness versus just lifestyle busyness.
So let's jump into how do we manage the busy, because I think everybody who's listening to the podcast would say, yeah, I get it. There are busy seasons. Maybe for some of you just feel like you're constantly busy. Maybe you're in a busy season right now. Let's talk about managing the busy, because Amber, you said something, or one of you said something about evaluating what you're doing. There are some things that we can do just really practically to manage the busy so that it doesn't get crazy and our life's out of whack and our family's on the back burner. So maybe we just kind of round table it. We can just go back and forth and shoot off some things that come to mind on how to manage the busy. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
You guys like it? So I'll start with one, and we've not, podcast listeners, we're not reading off a list. We're kind of we don't know what each of us are going to share. So this is just going to kind of be shotgun random. I think as you evaluate the busy, I think just that word evaluate's good. Just recognize first and foremost that every once in a while you need to pause and evaluate what you're doing. And is it productive or is it just busy work? Am I working too many hours? And does my wife think I'm working, or my husband think I'm working too many hours? Do my kids think I'm working too many hours? Just being willing to evaluate, I think, is a step in the right direction. Who wants to go next?
I'll
jump in. Oh, no. Oh, ladies, I got it first.
So I think kind of twofold. One is you need to see, is there still joy? Like BBS, it's busy. You guys know what I'm talking about. But I take joy in that because I love it. So if you're busy and you hate every second of it, maybe you need to rethink some things. But then also, is it accomplishing your goals? You should have goals, life, ministry, all of that. But ministry specifically, okay, we're busy, but is this accomplishing what my big goal is? Or am I doing these tasks that are keeping me busy that might not bring me joy, and I'm just doing them because I have to do them or because they've always been done? So it's in there with that effectiveness, but an evaluation. But is it helping you accomplish your goals? Otherwise, does it need to keep happening?
Yeah.
I think if you are living in a way that couldn't be sustained forever, making changes. And so, yes, there might be a time where I might need to cut a vacation just because of busyness of things. But if I'm doing that over and over and over again, then I'm going to regret the way that, I don't know, the way you'd raise your kids. You'd go, man, we missed out on vacation times as kid when my kids were young or something. Are you in a pace? Is it marathon? And could you continue going? Evaluating that is huge. It's going to help you see the red flags that are popping up in your life.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff. I'll go next. I would say get organized is a good way to manage busyness. Sometimes we are busy because we're not organized. Mm-hmm. And so we aren't smart in how we're working and the order of what we're working on. Getting organized and setting priorities is huge. And if you don't feel like you were born organized, that's okay. You can learn to get better organized. But I think setting up a good system for organizing your to-do list and visiting your to-do list on an ongoing basis and even prioritizing your to-do list is a good way to manage the busy.
I'll piggyback off on that and say cleaning is actually like clutter and cleaning. I feel more stressed when everything is a hot mess. You know, that pile of lists and papers and notes that you can't forget about, it just seems to all pile up. And that, I think, adds to the stress of busyness. So honestly, taking an hour or a day and just taking care of that, it might just be combining your list of things to do. But when I do that, when I'm at like the peak of, oh my gosh, there's so much to do, and I just take the time to whittle down that paperwork pile, I then feel better. It's the same thing. Like if my house is a hot mess because of children and I'm in that busy time, I feel so much better when I'm not walking over toys and chip crumbs and all that.
Yep. Yep.
Now, Ryan, I think we'd be at a loss if we didn't mention Brother Jim at some point in this conversation.
That's true. That's true.
We all know, man, he teaches in the book Stretch and Beat the Clock, ways that you can work on delegation and duplication. We all know that time is finite, that the amount of time that I can work on projects, eventually the sun's going down, I'm getting tired. And so finding ways that you can delegate responsibility and tasks to others, finding ways to duplicate yourself and others, that's how you can grow a ministry beyond just yourself, beyond your 24 hours. And so finding one person, don't try to go 15 people all at once, just finding one person that you can pour your heart into is going to double your efforts immediately. So delegate, duplicate, allow people to do the work of ministry, not just yourself.
Love it. This is such good advice. We'd love to hear from you, podcast listeners, on what you do to manage the busy. Why don't you post in the I Love Kidman Facebook group and share some ideas. Maybe you could start a conversation in the Facebook group around how do you manage the crazy busyness of life in ministry. You know, Jim Weidman, I've heard Jim say before that no one ever enters the ministry intending to burn out, yet so many people do end up burning out. So let's talk about that for a minute. Let's each maybe share one or two proactive things that we can do to take care of ourselves so that we don't burn out. I'll jump in first since I've got the microphone. I would say something you can do to proactively take care of yourself so that you don't burn out is eat right and drink right and sleep right. Take care of yourself physically. I know I feel a lot better when I drink the water that I need to drink every day. It helps me feel better. If my first drink is not a cup of coffee, but it's 20, 30, 40 ounces of water, I feel better going into my day. If I get a good night's sleep, I know some of you can get by on less than 8 hours of sleep. I'm the kind of person, I need my 8 hours, and I feel better if I get those 8 hours. So just taking care of yourself. Maybe you need to eat better, drink more water.
There's water in coffee.
Pillow so you sleep better. What's that?
There's water in coffee.
Yeah, there's water in coffee. That is true. That's a good point. But taking care of yourself is something that you can do that'll help you avoid burnout and really make that a priority. I think we each need to be reminded of this from time to time.
I think another thing is recognizing your warning signs. And I think, let's clarify too, there's different levels of burnout. There is the big burnout, like I'm done. I'm ready to be done with this job, with this ministry. Or there's the burnout, the little burnout of I'm exhausted and I need a break because nobody wants to be around me because I'm so cranky. That's the one that I get. I work. I'm projects, you know, all of that. But I'm trying to recognize my warning signs when I get to that spot, when I have just reached my limit, because I don't relax well. I have ideas and I like doing them and this needs to be done. And there's always laundry and dishes and da 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 da. But if I recognize when I'm getting close to needing to take a break and I take the night off and I read a book or we watch a movie and I don't work through it, that makes all the difference. So for me, recognizing my warning signs of when you're overworked is huge. And then following through and actually taking the night off, doing whatever it is that revives and rejuvenates you. So recognizing when you're approaching too much and then actually taking the time off, everything else will wait because you're going to be at your best if you revive yourself and your mental and physical state.
Mm-hmm. So with our church staff and context, we try quarterly to do a sabbatical day, a day that we step away from the office and spend time with the Lord. And I think it's one of the best ways to do some self-care and ministry, to refocus on what matters most, to realize the show goes on without you and it's okay. If you want more information about that, I know Samuel Beam, his podcast, Navigating Preteen Ministry, he did one on rest and one on slowing down where he did a deep dive into that. And so if you don't have a Sabbath practice, developing that on the weekly, but also like in those busy seasons, Amber, when we came home from MegaCon, scheduling a day, realizing, yes, we're coming back to chaos in our ministries, but it's the priority of life, being with God, to be still and know him. And so scheduling those things, what gets scheduled gets done. So put it on your calendar and you'll be surprised. You'll make time for it.
Such good advice. I hope that you all have found some real value from today's podcast. Here's what I know. I know that if you get serious about making a difference in the lives of kids and families, and you are committed to the ministry of the gospel in your life, our enemy will do anything he can do to get you discouraged, to get you defeated, to get you tired, to get you believing lies, to get you where you're burnt out and you're just so busy that you really aren't productive. And so please make this a priority. Hear this from us today, that we don't want you to just be so busy that you feel barren at the end of the day and you're not getting much done. We want you to really feel fulfillment in your life and ministry, and to not be so busy that you are, we've all heard this quote a million times, but you're sacrificing your family on the altar of ministry. None of us want that. So make your spiritual life a priority. Guys, it's been a great, great conversation today. Thank you, Amber. Thank you, Corey. Anything we need to throw in here at the end before we wrap up?
Do we have a sponsor for this episode? We never talked about that.
Well, we ought to come up with a sponsor. I don't know if we officially have a sponsor, but if we don't, I don't think we do. Do we, Amber?
We don't.
Okay, no, we're going to give an honorary sponsorship today to some good friends of ours that were at MegaCon, Kids Blitz. We love our friends over at Kids Blitz. Corey, have you had the opportunity to do a Kids Blitz event at your church?
I haven't done it at my church, but we've done it through MegaCon and different churches in the area, yes.
Yeah, this is a great ministry. It's been around for a long time. You've seen them at MegaCon. They will come to your church and help you do an amazing event that's an outreach to get kids, moms, dads excited. And it's a great opportunity to share the gospel with your community as well. So go check out Kids Blitz. Now you have to put a Z in Kids Blitz, like you like we put a Z in Kids Matter. So KIDZBLITZ.com. We love these people. They love the Lord. They're great ministry partners, and they would love to brainstorm with you an upcoming event, inside, outside. Go check out KidsBlitz.com.
And because of how Kids Blitz does their stuff, it takes some of the workload off of you. So it helps reduce that busyness we were just talking about.
You know what it does? They come in, and the cool thing about them, they'll really, you're right, they'll customize anything, any kind of an event for you. So whether it's some, whether you're at a small church or a large church, you want to do something at the school down the road or in your gymnasium or outside, they really do shoulder a lot of the work, and they're just so fun. I mean, they are fun. KidsBlitz.com. They'll also work with you on your budget. Go check out KidsBlitz.com. Friends, we are going to wrap up today's episode. It's the Kids Matter Podcast, episode 92. Be sure to go check out kidsmatter.com. Put a Z in there. A lot of great resources to help you as you plan programming for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year. There's curriculum, games, worship videos, media for the screen, for your screen. All kinds of great stuff. Go check it out. If you're not a member of Kids Matter Pro, you can get signed up while you're there. As a member of Kids Matter Pro, you get a subscription to Kids Matter Magazine. You get free stuff every month. We do coaching calls every month. It's a great program. It's really a no-brainer deal for people that are working with kids and families in the church. It's a wrap. Corey, Amber, podcast listeners, thanks so much for tuning in. We will talk to you next time.
This episode might be over, but the conversation is just getting started. Head over to the I Love Kidmin Facebook group and let's talk about your next steps in your kids' ministry journey.